KJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny Obrey. The removal of sections of a homeless encampment on Notre Dame Street started on Monday morning, just over 2 weeks after the occupants received eviction notices. Quebec's Transport Department, who owned the land, issued the eviction orders, and Montreal police helped with the eviction by forming a perimeter around the camp. The Mobile Legal Clinic condemned the clearance and stated that preventing homeless people from living in encampments and finding shelter will only exacerbate the homeless crisis. They also said that the Quebec government should do a better job of finding solutions that respect the rights and dignity of street community members. According to the Réseau d'aide aux personnes seules et itinérantes de Montréal, more than 460 homeless encampments were dismantled last year. President Joe Biden announced the full pardon of his son Hunter shortly after Thanksgiving weekend. He later stated that his reasoning behind this decision was that he believes his son was politically targeted because of who he is. The move comes after the president had repeatedly said he would not use his position to grant his son clemency. President-elect Donald Trump quickly responded by referring to Biden's decision as an abuse of power. Hunter Biden was criminally convicted this June for lying about his drug use while buying a handgun. He also pled guilty to several federal tax charges this September. On Monday, healthcare workers gathered outside the Montreal office of Santé Québec to raise concerns over the introduction of Quebec's new central health authority, sowing confusion, worsening patient care, and increasing privatization in healthcare. The Legault government's decision to centralize healthcare under Santé Québec has been controversial since its announcement. Critics have also argued that the change may make the dire situation in Quebec's public system worse and that a central authority would be disconnected from the realities of local clinics. Santé Québec's president and CEO Geneviève Biron said that centralizing operations through the organization would realistically take a number of years, but defended the reforms as necessary for improving efficiency. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news and follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And in case you're tuning in today and you're like, oh my God, what happened to Dreamscapes? Dreamscapes has actually switched their time slot to Mondays at 4 p.m. And me, Sam, the host of this show, Hitting All the Bases, I have moved up an hour. I used to be from 9 to 10 p.m. I am now from 8 to 9. So if you're feeling a little discombobulated, don't worry about it. They're moved to Monday at 4, so you can listen to them then. In other news, I had my last ever undergraduate class today. It was a painting critique. I'm finished all my classes. I just have a paper to finish that's due on Friday. So that was weird. Finished high school on like a random Tuesday from the dining room table in COVID, and basically finished my undergrad on a random Tuesday in December. And it's dark and cold. So yeah. That's a little strange, but I guess that's what happens when you finish a semester early. Like, I'm done now, but I don't walk. Like, I don't graduate until June. So I don't know. We're feeling very like I'm floating in the air right now and everybody else is walking, but I am floating. Anyways, what else do I have to say? Do I have anything like fun to say? Not really. My brain is pretty dead from the 4-hour critique. So yeah, I really don't have much to say, but today we're going to be listening to some jazz stuff. But we got jazz with like lyrics, and then we're going to get into like a little bit of Christmas music, but nothing major because like, obviously it's a bit early in December. Also, I have yet to figure out what I'm doing over the Christmas break, but I can confirm that I will be taking a break because I'm going home for Christmas. And that means that for Tuesday, December 17th will be the last show until the new year. Because even though I'm back in Montreal before the new year, I will not be coming on New Year's Eve to this. This is not happening. So Tuesday, so 2 weeks from now is the last show until we go to 2025. I just decided that right now at Cam, I'll email you, okay? Or at Lisa. At Lisa at Cam, I'll email you guys. Anyways, that's enough of me. We're going to get into the music. We're going to do two songs and then we'll chat. We're starting with Let's Fall in Love by Diana Krall. And then we're going to do Ode to Billy Joe by Molly Johnson. So let's get you guys started with Let's Fall in Love by Miss Diana Krall.
I have a feeling, it's a feeling I'm concealing. I don't know why. It's just a mental, sentimental alibi. But I adore you. So strong for you. Why go on stalling? I am falling. Our love is calling. Why be shy? Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other to be or not to be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. Thank you. each other to be or not to be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. Let's fall in love. Let's fall in love. Let's fall in love.
June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. At dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered out the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around a black eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a liquor since past the biscuits, please. Lower 40, I gotta plow. Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. Now Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. Tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? I've been cooking all morning, you haven't touched a single bite. Nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe were throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Joe,
brother married Becky Thompson, bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it, died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to wanna do much of anything. And me, I spent a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. Dropped them in the muddy water up the Tallahatchie Bridge, yeah. Oh, the Tallahatchie Bridge. Oh, muddy, muddy, muddy water up the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Concordia Relay for Life is inviting you to an extravagant soiree this January 19th at 6 p.m. on the 9th floor of the JMSB building. The gala will showcase a diverse array of artwork from around the Concordia community, artist talks, and a look into fundraising for cancer research on campus. All proceeds will go to the Canadian Cancer Society, so bring your friends, dress to impress, and support a good cause during this elegant evening of culture and community. For more details, find us at Concordia Relay on Instagram or Facebook.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in to the second episode of Discordia on Monday, December 2nd at 6 p.m., wherein we explore the Concordia Student Union drive for accreditation, anti-corporatization on campus, and so much more.
On CJLO 1690 AM or online at cjlo.com.
All right, welcome back. Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And if you're feeling a little confused, yes, Dreamscapes did switch their time slot. They're now Mondays at 4 p.m. All right, let's get to those first two songs that we listened to. Let's chat about them. We started with Let's Fall in Love by Diana Krall. This was released in 1999 off of the album When I Look in Your Eyes. Diana Krall is a Canadian jazz pianist and singer from Nanaimo. And she's also married to Elvis Costello, which is kind of cool. I always thought Elvis Costello was like low-key a fake person. I don't know why. Didn't think he was like really real. But apparently he is, because he's married to Diana Krall. And then we had Ode to Billy Joe by Molly Johnson, released in 2011 off of the album The Molly Johnson Songbook. Ode to Billy Joe is by American singer-songwriter Bobby Gentry, and it was first released in 1967. The song is a first-person narrative that tells the story of a rural Mississippi's family's reaction to the news of the suicide of Billy Joe McAllister, who's a local boy whom the daughter, which is the person who's singing, is connected with, except her family doesn't know that she's like got some kind of connection with Billy Joe. A little bit confusing, but I feel like you guys are smart enough to get it. Molly Johnson is a Canadian pop and jazz singer from Toronto. Up next, we're going to do one more jazz, and then we're going to get into a little bit of the Christmas. And then we move away from the Christmas. Don't worry. Don't worry. We don't have too much Christmas. And I didn't do like Christmas songs. I just kind of went with the vibes. Anyways, we've got Swingin' on the Moon by Nikki Yanofsky. Then we've got Christmas Time is Here, vocal by Vince Guaraldi Trio. And then we have Winter Wonderland by Laufey. I think that's how you say her name. Anyways, let's get into our next three songs, starting with Swingin' on the Moon by Nikki Yanofsky.
Tired of summer nights in Maine? Do you yawn when
when they speak of sunny Spain. Could you say without ever seeing old Rangoon? Then fly with me, let's go swinging on moon. Have you had enough of London fog? New York snow and California smog. Could you live without ever in a little rocket built for two? Maybe we're gonna blast off, and before we're through, we'll leave the cares that we know on terra firma below. While we go singing and swinging on the
somewhere. sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. To sing the love song while we stroll along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. Say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's chit-chat about those three songs. Put a little Christmas music in there. We started with Swinging on the Moon by Nicki Yanofsky. This was released in 2008 off of the album Ella. Of the ass swing. I don't know why I said it like that. Nicki Yanofsky is a Canadian, a jazz and pop singer from Montreal, and she actually sang the City TV Olympic broadcast theme song, I believe is what the song is called, and it was also the theme song for the 2010 Winter Olympic Games. I'm not sure if a lot of people remember, but that song is like in my memory of like junior school, like primary school, is the I believe, like, I think we watched that video so many times. It's just, like, in my memory. Also, memory of that Olympics was, like, men's Team Canada gold medal game. And, like, we all left our classrooms and, like, sat in the rotunda and, like, the atrium and stuff like that. And just, like, all watched the game. We didn't do class when the game was we all just like went and watched, and teachers tried to get us to go back to class, and we were all like, no. But that's unrelated. But anyways, that's all I can think of when I think of like Nicki Yanofsky is like that song and the 2010 Olympics. But she actually does other things, clearly, because we just listened to her. Let's see if she has anything more recent. Oh, she released an album in 2022 called Nikki by Starlight. Damn, it's got 15 songs. It's a 50-minute album. Wow, interesting. Does she have anything else? No. She hasn't released music since 2022. Yeah, no music. She released a lot of stuff in 2022. And she has nothing since, but she actually has, like, a lot of music. I didn't know this about her. Fascinating. Yeah, there's that iconic album cover of, like, her in that black dress with the curly hair against this, like, paint-splattered wall that was the album cover for the I Believe. Anyways, we're moving on. After that, we listened to Christmas Time Is Here, the vocal edition by the Vince Garaldi Trio. This was released in 1965 off of the album A Charlie Brown Christmas. It was written by Vince Garaldi and Lee Mendelson for the 1965 CBS special A Charlie Brown Christmas, which is one of the first ever animated Christmas specials produced for network television in the United States of America. The album features two versions, an instrumental, which is about 6 minutes long, and then this version, which is shorter and has the vocals. Vince Guaraldi was an American jazz pianist best known for composing music for animated television adaptations of the Peanuts comic strip and, obviously, the music for the Charlie Brown Christmas special. And then we listened to Winter Wonderland, Spotify singles Holiday by Laufey. This was released in 2023 as a single. Winter Wonderland was originally written in 1934 and then first recorded by Richard Himbert in the same year. And because of its seasonal theme, it's often seen as a Christmas song in the Northern Hemisphere, but it's not actually, because like doesn't explicitly be like, oh, Christmas, you know. But anyways, Laufey is an Icelandic Chinese singer and songwriter and musician from Reykjavik. Up next, we're going to listen to Present Enough for Me by Haley Sales, Christmas in Love by Renee Alstead, and then Christmas in New York by Jose James. So let's get to it with Present Enough for Me by Miss Haley Sales.
Closing my eyes, I see the mistletoe and the tree, those bells in the park, that snow in the dark, and the lights all red and green. I'm finally home again. You greet me and pull me in. We sit by the fire, no need for a choir when you take my hand. Might be miles from home, but I can dream. And when I close my eyes, I lose those miles, and it's Christmas Eve, and you're laughing beneath the tree, and that's present enough for me. So put up the star and hang all the lights, kindle the fire and dream of the night. I'll be home, coming home for Christmas
the shadows lace the moonlight with black. Oh, oh. Things with silver lining, sparkling tinsel, twinkle, shining with waving wispy willow wings that breathe a soft Christmas time dream. Things that glow and glisten, eyes of children when they listen, them burst. Things that touch the wistful wish of watching someone else succeed first. Oh, days that dingle dangle with a million parts untangled to a satin star that spangle, and those Christmas bells that clangle out dreams. Oh, I'm dreaming of Christmas to you. Merry Christmas.
Christmas time is coming through the air. Trees and lights and presents meant to share. A gift is almost anything. It's the joy that love can bring. It's the smile on faces everywhere. Let's light up the windows after dark. Build a funny snowman in the park. And hear the children caroling, making magic as they sing. All I want for Christmas is your heart. Let's light up the windows after dark. Build a funny snowman in the park. And hear the children caroling, making magic as they sing. All I want for Christmas, all I want for Christmas, all I want for Christmas is your heart.
Honey, I'm home.
Why are you home so late?
I was listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Oh, I can't stay mad at you. I was listening to CJLO too.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jean Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public, for a lively cinema.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 to 8 on CJLO.
This one goes out to the one I love.
All right. Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those three Christmassy songs we just listened to. We started with Present Enough for Me by Hayley Sales, released November 22nd, 2024 as a single. Hayley Sales is a Canadian-American singer, songwriter, and actress whose music career started in 2007 with her debut album, Sunseed. She's from Washington, D.C., not to be confused with Washington State, and she was actually in one of the episodes of Supernatural, the TV show. It's on Amazon Prime. It's really good. As well as a number of other features, show features, and TV movies. Then we had Christmas in Love by Renee Olstead, released October 4th, 2024, also as a single. Renee Olstead is an American actress, singer, and marriage and family therapist. Very random. She went, I don't want to just sing, and I don't want to just act, and I definitely don't want to be a dancer. I'm going to be a marriage and family therapist. Fair enough, I guess. Her most known acting roles are CBS sitcom Still Standing and ABC's The Secret Life of the American Teenager. She's also in 13 Going on 30, which is such a good movie. I love that. And then we had Christmas in New York by Jose James, released 2021 off of the album Merry Christmas from Jose James. Jose James is an American composer, baritone singer, guitar player, and vocalist from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Are the last two songs of the night. A bit of a shorter playlist today because finals, changing the time. I just wanted to... Also, I have no idea if somebody's after me, so I'm just... We're figuring things out today. We've got Quizás, Quizás, Quizás by Andrea Bocelli and Jennifer Lopez. And then we have The Villain I Appear to Be by Connor Spioto and Molly Pease. So, we're going to get started with Quizás, Quizás, Quizás by Andrea Bocelli and Jennifer Lopez.
Siempre que te pregunto cuando, cómo y dónde, tú siempre me respondes. Quizás, quizás, quizás.
Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando. Quizás, quizás, quizás.
Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando. Por lo que más tú quieras, ¿hasta cuándo? Y así pasan
los días
y yo desesperando
y tú contestando.
Quizás, 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 quizás. Siempre que te pregunto,
siempre que me preguntas,
que cuándo, cómo
que
y
cuando,
dónde,
cómo y dónde, amor,
tú siempre me respondes.
Siempre te respondo,
quizás, 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 quizás. Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando. Por lo que más tú quieras, ¿hasta cuándo? ¿Cuándo? Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando. Por lo que más tú quieras, ¿hasta cuándo? ¿Hasta cuándo? Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando. Quizás, quizás, quizás.
Quizás, quizás, quizás.
Quizás, quizás,
why.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's run through our last two songs. We started with Quizás, Quizás, Quizás by Andrea Bocelli and Jennifer Lopez. This was released in 2013 off of the album Pasión Edición Especial en Español. It was originally written by Cuban songwriter Osvaldo Fares in 1947, and this version is by Andrea Bocelli, and an Italian tenor who is completely blind after he had a soccer accident that caused a brain hemorrhage when he was 12. And the song also features Jennifer Lopez, more commonly known as J-Lo. But if you actually Google her, her name is currently Jennifer Affleck, which, like, there's apparently drama or something. I don't know. I don't really keep track, but I just thought that was interesting. But she's an American singer, songwriter, actress, dancer, and also apparently a businesswoman, but I don't know about that because I ain't been hearing about any businesses from her. And then I had The Villain I Appear to Be by Connor Spioto and Molly Pease, released as a single in 2017. Connor Spioto is a composer and pianist who recently graduated from the California Institute of the Arts. It's actually unclear where he's from, but I'm pretty sure he's like my age, which is like early 20s. The song does feature Molly Pease, who is the vocals. They are an eclectic LA-based singer and composer and improviser who has a huge range of music and basically all music genres. That's all of our music today. I didn't want to go over all my timing. I also wanted to chat to you at the end. I announced at the beginning of my show, if you're confused, Dreamscape says move to Monday at 4 p.m. And there will only be two more weeks of Hitting All the Bases before I take my break for Christmas and the New Year's. So Tuesday, December. According to sources, Jennifer Lopez has a makeup line and an alcohol line. Makes her a businesswoman, I guess. I don't know. Tuesday, December 17th will be my last show until 2024. Oh, and apparently Jennifer Lopez also has a clothesline coming from the same source. I didn't know these things, which I think means that she's not a very good businesswoman if I don't know about these things. Not that I am like the speaker of taste or like taste maker or whatever, but anyways. December 17th will be my last show until Tuesday, January 7th. Where I will be back at this time slot. What else do I have to say? They've extended, the Fine Arts Student Alliance has extended the deadline to apply to be a coordinator or juror for Black History Semester until December 6th, open to Black Fine Arts students only. I just got that email. If you're a Black Fine Arts student, you can apply until December 6th. They're looking for jurors and coordinators. Coordinators will receive an honorarium of $1,000. You're going to plan 5 to 6 events between December 2024 and April 2025. Yeah, that's kind of what the email says. I feel like that's kind of it, guys. I'm like a little brain dead. I had my last class today. It was a 4-hour critique. Like, I'm just not here. Schedule change, schedule upset, thinking about my paper that I'm writing tomorrow on Thursday that I'm submitting, which is my last ever undergraduate research paper, which is kind of fun, but it's on a hard topic. It's for a class about neoliberalism in the arts. And I'm looking at Artemisia Gentileschi and her painting Lucrezia, which was like on the market and then sold for a bunch of money. And then a museum acquired it, the Getty. And then since the Getty acquired it, basically other museums have been like, oh my God, low-key, we had one of hers in storage this whole time, but like thought it was for somebody else, or are like desperate to get their hands on them. And I'm looking at how art markets, art institutions are as a commodity affect the value of art. Anyways, it's a little complicated, but it's okay. I got this. I'm going to stop rambling now. That's all for me. Thank you so much for listening. As always, this is Hitting All the Bases. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This has been Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I will catch you guys next week at 8 p.m.
The dying light. song.